Good morning. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence, taking a closer look now at the press and President Trump. Helping me on this subject is Tim White, an investigative reporter for WPRI-TV, and Ed Fitzpatrick, a former Providence Journal columnist and now director of media relations at Roger Williams University. Ed Fitzpatrick, let's start with you. Last week, we saw mass editorials and papers around the country in response to the Boston Globe's call for editorial boards to stand up for the free press. This came in response to President Trump's characterization of the media as the enemy of the people. Some said such an editorial reaction just proved the president's allegation that the press is united against him. What's your take on all this?
Well, you know, I think it's unfortunate that it was necessary for all these newspapers to defend the First Amendment. You know, you think in this day and age, especially in the United States of America, where it's long been a beacon for press freedom, that we would need to do this. But it was obviously a need. It was a daily attack on the free press coming from the White House. So symbolically, it showed that, you know, it was a good move. It showed some unity in the press. And if the press isn't going to fight back, who is going to do it? Who's going to defend the First Amendment if we don't?
Tim White, have we seen anything in the past like we're seeing now with President Trump and his attacks on the media, his attitude toward the press in general?
To me, this isn't a new phenomenon, right? It's certainly different in how the president is approaching it. But, you know, the most famous example is President Richard Nixon. He went after the media hard, and Vice President called us the nattering nabobs of negativity. But the President Nixon was far more aggressive, in he would try and, through the courts, stifle newspapers from publishing stories that he didn't want out there. He illegally wiretapped journalists. So he had a much more aggressive approach in trying to use the tools of the government to silence the free press. The more recent example, President Barack Obama, no administration was more aggressive in going after reporters and their sources than the Obama administration, and in some cases attempting to put reporters behind bars. So while President Trump has used his attacks on the media as a rallying cry, particularly for his base, I don't think we should forget that this is sort of an old trick.
I'd say one thing that's new is the phrase enemy of the people. That has a long and ugly history. You know, it was most widely used by Joseph Stalin. It's the language of dictators and autocrats. And so I think that's a lot of what spurred the editorials. But I would agree with Tim that, you know, it's not Republican, Democrat. It's the press versus those in power.
Right.
And with the Obama administration, they used the Sedition Act to go after leakers and journalists more than all other administrations combined. The perfect example of that is James Risen, who went to Brown and wrote for the Providence Journal at the New York Times. They almost put him in jail because he wouldn't reveal his sources. And the press was very critical of Obama for doing that, for his Justice Department. And now Trump's Justice Department is going after a leak or two. So,
what do you think has changed, though, over the years in terms of people who report the news? Because it seems to me that nowadays news reports are coming out and saying the president lied. And that's something that I never noticed before until we've gotten to this point. And it's because of all the things that President Trump has said that demand research and turn out to be false or without any foundation. And it seems to me that reporting has almost taken that on and become, I really don't see what else it can do in a situation like that. But it doesn't bode well for the relation between the administration and the press.
The national media, of which I'm not a part of, but the national media has obviously made the decision to explicitly call out the president when they feel that what he has said is a lie. And that is a distinct shift, Chuck. I think you're right. I think everybody has noticed that as well. I do want to say the big difference between the current administration, and I would say all politicians, and the free press is when we make a mistake, and it does happen, we make mistakes, we acknowledge it, we correct it, and we apologize. I don't see this administration doing that.
I think if the president lies, the media should call it what it is. I mean, the rhetoric coming out of the White House has reached some Orwellian proportions. I mean, just this week we had Rudy Giuliani talking about truth isn't truth. Kellyanne Conway talked about alternative facts. This is a key part of what a media does in a democracy, is to hold the people in power accountable. And, you know, the president called it collusion for the newspapers to run these editorials. But defending the First Amendment isn't collusion. It's reminding people what makes America great, a free press and a democracy.
You know, one of the things that really kind of scares me is the statistics that show just how little faith the public has in the press. I mean, it's also hasn't got a lot of faith in government either, but the media does not do well in these surveys. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we're in danger of just losing the public's trust.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think reporters have ever been really popular.
Right.
Like, oh,
we
love
don't
you
poll
guys.
Well.
Thank
true.
You for asking
That's
the hard
true.
Questions and telling us the bad news. That's never been true. But what I think is dangerous and new is that there was just a poll released this month that said that 23% of Republicans, 13% of all Americans, 8% of Democrats agree that President Trump should close down mainstream news outlets like CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times. Close them down, you know, in America. And also 48% of Republicans, 29% of Americans, 12% of Democrats agree that the news media is the enemy of the American people. So people are buying into this, and they shouldn't.
You know, the good news, though, is, Chuck, we have good platforms to reach a lot of people, and we have access to those platforms, and we have to do a better job of reminding people that a free press is cornerstone. I like to call it one of the four legs of a table, and you need all legs to be standing or the rest will fall, right? And they call us the fourth estate for a reason. So I think we have to do a better job at helping people understand that we're working for them, and also hopefully for the people consuming it. The trend that I see and I don't like is people are consuming content that reinforces their beliefs rather than challenge them. And that I'm not quite sure what to do about, because there's so much information out there that you can consume, but we have to be more vocal. We aren't the enemy of the people. We're the voice of the people. We're the eyes. We're the ears. The most important part of our job is accessing the truth. We are going to go after people who stand in the way of access to that truth, and that can be an unpopular thing.
Tim White from Channel 12, thank you. And Ed Fitzpatrick, Roger Williams, thank you for coming in this morning and helping us deal with this.
Thanks,
Chuck.